So I need my time's worth.
I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
Get your Uber X back to the crib.
I'm good. Uber X, not even Black Chunk.
Black Chunk,
are you
like
rich
500?
And cheap? It don't make sense.
I'm not rich. That's all for the internet.
Right.
You broke as f-. This is fake.
My nigga.
So this is DDG, a man with emotion. He's sitting talking to this ratchet nothing for some reason. And she's saying something about she need to be compensated for her time. Your time isn't worth anything, hon. It isn't. You got to sit around a millionaire. That's your prize. So I like how he approached it. I mean, he did offer her an Uber, but she wanted an Uber Black because he got money. Stop counting that man's pockets. You're not entitled to his money. And if you didn't drop no neck, I don't know what you're talking about as far as feeling entitled to something financially for your time. I mean, what did you do in that time? It wasn't something that made me explode, like, get the fuck out of my face. And even if it was something that made me explode, you should have negotiated the terms before you did what you did.
He's out of line, but he's right.
BWs, they have no game. See, there's a way to get what you want from a man as a woman, but BWs are so ghetto and they lack situational awareness, they don't know how to get what they want from a man. They don't. A man who actually got something going on for himself and actually have self-esteem. Another Black girl lost.
Officially changed her name to Millie Bonnie Bon Jovi. I feel a way about women who have made a really strong career for themselves,
right,
off of their own name, getting rid of their name, and taking the name of a man. What's wrong with the hyphen? Feels like we're getting into weird trad wifey territory, especially Millie. She talks a lot about like living on that farm with all those animals and cooking dinner for her husband.
Getting married at like 1920 and now living on a farm feels very 1800s to me.
Very 1800s.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up. I hope you hear me sit to shut the fuck up because you sound fucking stupid.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
It's either like you're your dad's property or your husband's property.
How about she'll do whatever the hell she wants? Was that option ever considered? And notice that nobody on this podcast, from what I could find, actually even has a boyfriend, let alone a husband. So maybe you should shut up. I just think the CIA would love so much to know that if Millie had been throwing it in a circle at the Rolling Loud Music Festival for the entire internet to see, these women would be praising her. You go, girl. I know that's right. But because she wants to allow her husband's last name to continue and bolster a lineage, a legacy, and perhaps when she's not working, she'll cook him a meal. She'll wash a dish or two. She'll take care of her adopted child. Suddenly, she's the Antichrist. I can't do it anymore. Oh my God.
It's enough to make it go crazy.
I mean, the brother pretty much said everything I was going to say. But yeah, I thought effinism was about women being able to choose what they want to do. But when they choose something other than being a man-aiding effinist, when they choose something other than ratchet, you know, deplorable behavior, they're like, how dare you? You know how y'all like to say X, Y, and Z demographic need to stay out of Black women's business? So I'm going to tell you, chocolate sister, stay out of white women's business. How about that?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Did you ever get a prenup?
See, that's a weird question because right now I'm talking to a girl and I don't know what the f*** they are. Anyway, it's been a month. I already got her a Porsche GT 2 RS for $500,000, a Porsche GT 3 for $400,000, like $100,000 watch, another $100,000 watch, $500,000 cash, and it's excessive. So I don't know, like, do I care about a prenup at that point? Like, I don't know. My game is despicable. I'm gangster, dude.
Smoking crack, dope, cocaine.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not going to happen.
I'm always right in the end.
This is the Thanos of Sims. Dudes like this is the reason why the dating market is crashing.
Bro is a Lehman Brothers of hoflation. You can't do nothing against a dude like this, bro. Like, look how he talking about it. He does not care. And so he goes into the grave. This is how he's going to live. There are women that are going to literally enjoy millions of dollars because of a simpleton like this. And this is what you have to realize. Guys like this are in Miami, LA, New York, Dubai, London, Paris, all over the world, bruh. The world is full of rich, lames, simps. I mean, just everything in between. And they're loaded to the gills. You can't do anything about it. So you just have to realize, you gotta just keep it pushing with these women, bruh. They're getting trained by men like him to have a certain type of expectation. They're watching these videos just like me and you. And in their mind, they're like, yo, there's a chick that's getting all of this. It's not even his girlfriend. And could potentially even marry him, not even get a prenup. So I can leave with half after a couple months. Bro, they out here just ready to go hit a lick. And so you have to really just keep yourself armed, aware, and just stand your ground on certain things. Don't leave with money. Because at the end of the day, there's another man that will. I'm going to tell you that right now. You cannot play this money game with dudes like this. There's no winning, bro. There is no winning. All you can do is just do what a real man should do, which is stand his ground and make her vet herself to you, not the other way around. It's trust fund baddies only. She's not adding value to your life, then she's useless. You do nothing with her, you push her to the side. If you need help with your dating psychology, you want to attract more dates per week, I made Trust Fund Baddies Academy just for you so you can effortlessly get women without having to simp and trick. The link is in the bio.
Is he capping? I don't know. There are idiots out there like this. And he said, we not even together. Like, we just talking. I don't know what we are. Look, maybe he's telling the truth. If he is, he doesn't have a brain. I don't know how he's even talking. I mean, what are the chances that that woman even likes you at that point? Like a 0% chance?
No chance in hell. Good night.
Pretty much every single very personal question that I get about my life or me can be answered with one single phrase. And, you know, I'm not authorized to answer all these questions. I don't have to because it's my personal life. But 99% of these questions, okay, here's your answer. My husband makes the decision. Take it up with my husband. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why do you live this way? Ask him. I don't make the decisions, baby. And honestly, it's so freeing. That's so controlling. Girl, I can't even decide what I want for dinner. I don't really want to be making huge household decisions.
Hit it, hit it, hit it.
You know what? Every single time that there's been something that I think I know better on and I've tried to control the decision and my husband has said no, I look back months later and I'm like, I'm so glad that you didn't let me make that decision because I would have really screwed us over. So yeah, take it up with him, not me.
I've been seeing her popping up everywhere on social media, and she's claiming to be like a traditional housewife, and she lets her man lead, and she's saying all the things that men want to hear. I'm not easily convinced. She's an online personality. I can't call any woman who's an online personality a good woman. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they tell me. Holler at me in 20 years when you've been married for 20 years. That's the true testament if a woman is a good woman. Well, actually not. But it's some evidence. It's some real evidence she can bring to the table that holds up. Like, yeah, I'm a good woman. I've been married for 20 years. I ain't leaving. It doesn't mean she's treating him right. But it still says something that she can stay in a marriage for 20 years. And this is obviously a dude with money. She always emphasizes that he has money. So it's not really a testament that she's one of the good ones. It's just a testament that you can buy a woman's femininity if you have enough money.
So do you think it's too much if I wear these all on the same day?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.